Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Are we on the brink of a civil war?
The United States of Texas.
With Texas. well, technically, Texas is actually not part of America because they are a sovereignty situation, in 1842 when they signed the Declaration. So
the Louisiana Purchase wasn't signed.
Shout out to all my conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm a sideline.
You're in that world.
I'm heavily entrenched.
You're in that world. Look, heavy.
I just can't say it. I'm really 19 Keys Billy Carson, but I can't. I gotta put the limit.
There's limitations to it.
Look, I'm joking, but I'm like
eco-friendly. You're eco-friendly
I have to put the hard bottoms on.
You're adjacent.
But if it was up to me, I'd be in the basement.
You're adjacent.
I would be in the basement.
Conspiracy theorist.
Can tuna.
He is conspiracy theory adjacent.
I am.
Most of the conspiracy theories have come true, though.
Yes.
This is true.
I'm that guy. I'm that guy.
We found your leader.
I'm that guy. So what's up with this Texas situation?
It might keep us side by side.
I was about to solo you.
Nope. Hold on. In frame. Yep. No. Pan back out.
Yo, I was about to solo you.
Nope. No solo.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm gonna be clean. I will say we do have to figure out an issue with this, the state of the migrant issue. I think the Republicans are playing a little bit dirty to sully Biden's chances of winning. But if you look at what's going on in New York City and Chicago, I don't understand how there's stipends and housing available when there are not that same stipend and available for the citizens that are there. This is a coup of sorts. But I do think that the borders need to be protected, but it's a very tricky conversation to have, and it's a very tricky political gesture that Governor Abbott made. But when you have 22 states in unison start to say we need to protect our borders,
yeah,
it's not so much of an indictment that they care about what's happening in the country. It is political warfare at its finest. And because things are not going well in the country, you're trying to rile up a certain base for votes. And I don't think that that's fair. Now, we can talk about the same states that are rallying to protect migrants being out of them. That land was stolen. Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, Mississippi, Florida. I don't want to have that conversation because Rashad Hardbottoms, investors, right?
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
If the conspiracy bag paid, I'll go down that lane all day. It don't pay. I've seen what happened to Alex Jones. Alex, you can come on whenever you want. It's not worth it. Oh,
yeah.
He got into the JFK bag. I said, what are you doing? But I do think that there needs to be a lot more protection. And then also, I keep pointing the pension fund in Chicago disappear. Even Nikki Haley, when you come out and say, hey, people, if you're 20 now, you're going to have to work to 71. When a retirement age is 65, she told you the gap in how much money was actually missing from Social Security and retirement funds. Go look at everyone from 20, how many people there are now, do a little bit of math, go on ChatGPT, and it'll tell you how many hundreds of billions of dollars are currently missing. But a lot of this is political gesture, and they don't care about, because 20 years ago, I can argue they didn't care when the migrants came into the states and they got to work for cheap labor. They didn't give a damn in 1990. Why do they care now?
Yeah. Can I feel like there might be some people that are like, what's going on in Texas? I want to give some context to it. Is that cool?
Yes.
I want to preface this by saying that, Ian, you still live in that state, correct?
Absolutely. So I got to.
All right. So,
that game, you know what I mean?
So here's what's happening. They have an attorney general, Ken Paxton. On Friday, he forcefully, and I use the word in quotations, forcefully rejected a request from the Biden administration to grant federal immigration officials full access to Shelby Park, which is in Texas, along the southern border, that the state National Guard has sealed off with razor wire fencing and soldiers. All right. So they've barbed wire this area. So the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the Border Patrol, had given the attorney general last Friday, to say that the state must relent and allow federal agents inside the park. But on Friday, they rebuffed and demanded that, saying that Texas state officials would not allow the DHS to turn the area into an unofficial and unlawful port of entry for migrants. Paxton pledged that Texas' efforts to protect its southern borders against every effort by the Biden administration to undermine the state's constitutional right of self-defense. And so his last statement was, we have more wire than they have people. So let them cut it. We'll be fencing it again the next hour. Mm. So this is they're saying that this is self-defense and we're not removing ourselves. So this is the context around this. So this is a state saying we're going to protect ourselves. The federal government, we're not going to allow you to come in and remove us from us protecting our borders and I guess our land, quote unquote.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be clear. They listen. Trump got the victory.
I've never seen this
at all. I've never seen a governor have like at the administration. If you're listening, do the Slim Shady and please stand up. You gonna let a governor talk to you like this?
Well, I haven't. That happened with Obama. I think it was Arizona.
He should have stood up to it.
No, when she got off the plane and she tried to like scream out, and a lot of his political pandering and showmanship. I will say this: one thing that we was in Chicago and I saw something that was very disturbing. We was driving through and we saw like 150 people like camped out in front of a police station. I'm like, what is that? They like that was his immigrants that came, and you know that's like a safe haven, and that's where all of it. It was a very weird situation. So this look, I'm not one of these people that says that immigrants are taking jobs, because I personally have never seen a job that an immigrant has taken from an American. They're doing jobs that nobody else wants to do, and they're adding value to the economy on a certain level for sure. But something has to be done to make this situation a little bit more efficient, because yeah, having 150 people sleeping outside of a police station, or even where I live, I drive, you know, down and there's like an area where I just see like a line of immigrants every Saturday, and it's like this is where they're getting food. I don't know. It's a weird situation that's going on right now with these Democratic states that have just become dropping grounds.
New York, yep. Big one.
They're just dropping grounds for immigrants, and they don't have a plan for them to do anything. It's not like the ironic thing about it is that these Republican states are probably the states that actually need them. Like even I was watching this documentary about a farmer. I think he was like in Alabama, one of these states. And he was saying that, you know, they took the immigrants away, long story short, and his farm actually fell apart, because he was saying that they was like picking watermelons or something. He was like, the work that they were doing, no American would do. So he actually needed them. You can't just drop people into cold weather environments and urban centers with nothing for them to do, no plan in place. That's not sustainable. That's just not sustainable, and it's not beneficial for anybody. It's not beneficial for America, but it's also not beneficial for them. They're coming to America for a better life, but I don't know how much of a better life that is to just be sleeping outside and just waiting in line for a meal. That's not beneficial. That's not beneficial. So, I don't know what's going on. Maybe we can get somebody from the White House to talk about this. Or maybe we can get Angela Rye to give her opinion, or a political, or one of our political friends. But this is turning into something.
It's troubling.
Yeah.
Because if Chicago and New York turn to San Fran, it will not be good for the economy. Definitely will not be good for the election. I mean, I think Trump, you've been saying it for about a year, but I think Trump got this thing in the bag. Who do you think is going to be his VP, DeSantis or Vivek?
Well, let's talk about how Tim Scott is slipping and sliding on the dance floor for this situation.
He's scraping the scrambler for real.
Like, yo.
Boy, you look...
Oh man!
Showed every tooth possible.
Yeah, that's alarming. That's really alarming.
Ah, man.
Yeah. Uncle Ruckus was upset. Like, boy, you doing too? Hold on, you doing too much? Ease up.
Oh man, these are our heroes.
The money line is in Trump's favor right now. They said that he's going to get more black votes. I saw Black Enterprise posted this. Trump is supposedly going to get more black votes this election than any Republican in American history.
That was a prediction?
Yes.
Wow. Where'd they get the sentiment?
Not sure.
Okay.
But it's not surprising, though, because I just look at the sentiment, on social media sentiment. Anytime that we post anything politics related, there's a lot of comments pro-Trump, anti-Biden. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Student loan ain't going to do
so
it.
So the public sentiment, the public sentiment is definitely favoring Trump for sure, because when you see black people supporting him, you know a lot of white people are going to support him off the rip. So even if he splits black votes,
can't split them.
I don't know how he loses. I'm not sure how he loses at this point in time, unless the Democrats pull a rabbit out their hat.
They go get Auntie Shell.
Wasn't the percentage like 90-10 last election
for Democrats?
Yeah, 90%.
I don't know
of the African American vote.
It's going to be a lot different this year.
It can't. If it goes to 80%, it's a loss. It can't get, it can't slip past 80, 85.
It's gonna slip past 85 for sure. He's gonna get a lot of black votes. A lot of black people love Donald Trump.
What YG say?
They love Donald Trump.
What YG say? Shout out to Nip and YG.
Yeah, so
it's tough.
I don't know.
Put in comments who you guys voting for in the election.
I'm not sure how he loses this one.
Or if they go, like, people may say, I'm not going to vote, which is, you know,
yeah, that's going to happen a lot.
Yeah. So
yeah,
we'll keep you updated with all the information that we know.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.